Hello, everybody, and welcome to our podcast, P&L. My name is Elle, and I have my co-host here, Mr. Pierre. Hello, Mr. Pierre.
Hello, Elle.
So today, we're cutting directly to the cake. So today, we're going to speak about the power of being disconnected.
That sounds an interesting topic, Elle.
Yes. So tell me, Sir Pierre, about how we started thinking about this topic, actually.
So actually, being disconnected is so important, and we started to speak about it 2 days ago, I think. I was receiving a lot of messages from students on actually to explain to you the context. I have published a Udemy course. So Udemy is a learning, e-learning platform where you can just, you know, if you are good in a specific topic, for instance, in my case, I love coding, programming, and so I teach others how to build a web application. And I have published this course a few months ago. And lately, I was receiving several messages from students asking me, oh, this doesn't work. What's that? How do I do this? Sometimes there was just a typo. And if I didn't reply directly, I was having those students saying, still not a reply, I'm still waiting, I really needed to have it fixed. And it stresses you, especially when you know that for you, the rating of your course is so important. So the Udemy course, obviously the students, after they are going to rate, to review your course. And you don't want to have 1 star, because if you have 1 star, after, no one will buy your course anymore. So you have to be careful to have good reviews. You have spent so much time for creating this course, and so the reviews are so important. But then you feel like, wow, as soon as a student asks me something, I should reply ASAP, because some students are really like picky, and if you don't reply directly, they will they will not be happy at all. They will ask the money back to the Udemy platform. They will rate your course just 1 star. Sometimes I have seen in a lot of different courses, they just say 1 star because the instructor doesn't reply or doesn't reply directly. And I felt, wow, it's Friday. Oh yeah, it was 2 days ago. It was Friday evening, and instead of having dinner, I have to reply to those messages like all the time, and I was replying to them. And then I felt, okay, now finally I can eat my dinner. And then the student was already, he already replied to me. So he was online, and then I thought, oh, I have to reply again. It's like those kind of instant messaging apps where it never ends. You reply, you receive a new answer, then you reply back, then you have another answer, then another problem, and it doesn't end. It's like mentoring, but those kind of Udemy courses are actually just $20. So you feel like, wow, I feel a bit like a slave, because most of the time the issues they get is just because they did a typo, or just because they didn't really look carefully to the course. And it's a little bit annoying, and I realized this kind of example with my Udemy course, it does happen all the time. It's not just with this, it's also sometimes with your friends. And if you show to the people that you reply directly, it's also a problem, because then they get the habit, oh yeah, that person replies directly, so this is the normal pace. And if one day that you don't reply within an hour, they will say, oh, that person is maybe sick, is maybe dead. You know, some friends are like that. I know, for instance, I have a sister, and my sister knows that my mom, her mom as well, replies directly to her. And so often, when she doesn't get an answer from her mom for like an hour or 2 hours, she's like really scared. She reply again, well, you don't answer, where are you okay? And however, for me, my sister knows, oh, Pierre, for me, usually I would reply 2 weeks later. So my sister, she's used to me. She knows, okay, Pierre doesn't reply directly, it's him, so I know. But for my mom, she always replies directly. So if one day she doesn't, my sister would think, oh, there's a problem. This is not normal. It's something unusual. And it's the same for everyday life. So that's why the first thing I noticed and have done for so long, except here with my Udemy course, but usually I never reply to people directly. Always after a few hours, even if I can, because I don't want to give that habit I am someone accessible that quickly, because I know otherwise I won't have my freedom, or I will be like, I won't be able to be disconnected. Because if I always reply directly, if one day I don't, the other person will freak out, like we say, wow, what's happening here? And I believe it's so important for your life and your mental health to have time for you and to not be the slave of your phone or of the technology of your computer. That's why you have to be fine. I have seen that email, I have seen that message, but now I have other priorities. This will be for later. Now just let's forget it. And that's so important for your mental health. Otherwise, you will always switch to one to a different task. And at the end of the day, you would have done nothing. And especially nothing for you, for yourself. What do you think, Elle?
Well, what I gathered from your saying is, from what you said, was if Mr. Pierre replies directly, call the police because it's not him, you know? well, I, you know what? I'm not better at keeping in touch with my friends. And for those that I have left back home, the friends that I have, they know who I am as a person even way before. I never reply. I always don't have credits in my phone. I don't reply.
Same for me. That's funny.
Yes. Facebook messages, I don't reply. 3 months later, oh yes, I reply. Sometimes a year later.
I do exactly the same. I love that. At least I always say in my head, better late than never. I love that sentence. And yeah, it's so true.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that I do this on purpose. It's just that, I don't know, I feel like this is what I was thinking even when I was younger. If you really want to speak to me, or if it's so important, why can't you just come see me, like, face to face, you know? It's just that I'm not a technology person, I would say, but I'm not that really old person who can't press the enter or space bar, you know? not that type of thing. It's just that, you know, it's just like, it's not really my thing. Texting. So I don't do that. Even chatting. Even my sister, I was invited to this birthday party once, and that friend was saying to my sister, well, your sister's not replying, like, what do I do? She was saying that. And then my sister was like, don't worry, she will just wait for the reply. She will reply sooner or later, you know? She doesn't even reply to me. So, you know, just don't worry. So even my mom, I haven't spoken to my mom in like 3 months, I would say. You know, I think Mr. Pierre here is better with communicating with his mom. But me, my mom already knew that, you know, if I'm saying something, it means it's bad. You know, if I'm saying nothing, it means I'm doing well. So
I always say that, actually. If you don't receive any replies from me for 5 weeks, it means I'm fantastic. But if you receive a reply or an answer from me, it means, maybe it's not
something's wrong. Yeah, because I mean, I am not purposely trying to disconnect myself. I think it's personality-wise, it's just me. You know, I always say this from the previous podcast, how people invite me over and I said, my mom says no. It's basically the same here for me. It's like, I just enjoy my time alone. Yeah, I do. And you know, being disconnected is something that I don't do on purpose. You know, it's just who I am. And when I feel like I want to reply, then I reply. When I feel like I don't want to reply, then I don't. You know, that's simple. So, well, to some, it might be harder. I understand that because, you know, some have different personality than me do. Some would like to speak to their mom every day, reply to their sister all the time, like call every day. That's too much for me, calling. Okay. Yeah, sure. So.
Yeah, calling is because once you call with someone, usually it will take longer. You always have so much to say, and just calling for 5 minutes, especially when you live abroad, overseas, like you won't say, hey mom, hi, how are you? We haven't spoken for 3 months. And then you chit-chat for like 2 minutes and then you say, oh, I have to go, bye-bye. Well, then you can just send a text, and at least after you can control, you say, okay, I'll send a text to ask my mom how she is. Then I won't check my emails or that mailbox for like a week because I want to be focused on my studies, on something else. And I know on Sunday I will check again, but you control better the flow of information. And why not checking the email or the reply during that week? It's because it's not just obviously the time spent on reading a reply is nothing, but what's in there might impact the whole week in your brain. Because if you have something bad, bad news, or you see the person is a little bit irritated, like a little bit annoyed by maybe the situation or maybe the fact you don't reply often, after you will think about it in your, well, every day it will dwell you a little bit. It will it will put you down, at least it will pull down your motivation sometimes. And that's why in my case, even reviews, even emails, I usually never check more than 2 times a day my mailbox, except if I have some booking or some check-in or some visa things to do, but otherwise I don't, because I know that what I will see there, one email could impact my entire week. And sometimes you have a discussion with someone and just at the end, like a call with your mom, and just at the end, it doesn't, you know, there are like a little issue. It doesn't end the way you wanted to end. And then you will think about it until the next call with that person. But calling directly sometimes doesn't fix the issue either. So you say, why? Normally having a call with that person should be good, and it doesn't. And this is also why sometimes being disconnected, it's at least you control the situation and you know what to enter in your environment and what not to enter. Because those kind of flows of information, emails, messages, instant messages, and every kind of even news. News is also being disconnected. It's not looking at the news. And when you enter the news in your environment by reading them on your device, on your smartphone, your computer, or so on, it's also like it's also like having some rubbish or junk information in your house, having them in your house, and it will just ruin your not only your productivity but also your happiness.
Well, I've never watched TV for I don't know for so long now because I couldn't care less of what's happening, because I should care, but then you know I just don't see the point of watching news, because sometimes news can't be trusted anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And also it just puts some agendas in our head that are really unnecessary, you know.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's just everything is negative on television now, because it what makes the viewers watch the news.
It
makes the clicks, you know. So it's just they're trying to fearmonger people. So I think that, you know, watching news in moderation could be nice, but for me, I just stopped watching TV, to be honest. And news is something that I just see at other platforms, and you know, so well that's the beauty of being disconnected, is, you know, we control, as what you've said, what is in our head, the information that we take. So it's really important to sometimes just not just be by yourself and just not putting information in there that is either personal or what's happening around the world, because sometimes, which is we've spoken about a Think Week. It's like, this is how people are now looking into Think Weeks, because, you know, our daily lives has been bombarded with these kinds of things, and it's not really healthy and good for us. So being disconnected could be a good thing, but is it necessarily a good thing? Like, are there some evils in being disconnected? Because I think there are too. Like, you know, it's, I think I read somewhere that I don't know his name, but he invented like telephone. Was it telephone or like a I think telephone, because or something that is connecting you immediately to other people, is because his wife died and he didn't know, because for 3 months he didn't know, because the letter didn't arrive on time or some sort of thing. So he invented something that it must be a telephone. I forgot. I'm so sorry. My brain is just not... One of the inventions that makes communication easier. He invented that thing is because...
So for him, obviously, that was to solve the big problem. And yes, obviously, we don't say that we... are definitely conscious how the phone or how instant communications help everybody, but you have to know how to use it. Sorry about interrupting you. So
yes, and so he invented that device because he doesn't want other people to experience the same pain that he experienced before. Like, wow, my wife has been dead for 3 months and I didn't know, and I wasn't even able to attend the funeral, which is so bad. But that was way before, and, you know, inventions weren't around a lot, so that's why he invented that device. And then I think it's the same for medical emergencies, you know. Like, you can't just say, oh, I'm disconnected, you know, I can't dial 000, you know, for the ambulance and stuff like that. So, you know, having a phone around is important in some other ways. So so, and also receiving news from family, it's also really good to be updated. It's like, imagine you stayed disconnected for too long, and then your mom just said, oh, finally you're online, and then he says, your grandma died 2 years ago. And it was like, that is so bad, you know, like you're blissfully unaware of what's happening in your family. It's not good either.
Obviously, you know? There's always you have to know until where to go. You have to know the limit, and it's the same how you use your phone. You should never abuse to something. Like, you have to know, okay, my phone is for this, but if you use it all the time and you are just on your phone all the time, that's not good. But if you are disconnected and always living in your cave for 2 years, that's not good either. It's just to know yourself first, and to have a good balance, to have a healthy life. So to know my balance, a bit of phone, not too much. It's a bit like food. If you eat cakes all the time, every day,
I do that
non-stop.
I do that,
but not for every meal you have. But if you do it all the time, well, you won't be. You will have you want to be in a good shape at some point.
Surprisingly, I am.
Well, you are not exactly, so far, when I see you eating, when you eat in front of me, you eat vegetables and you still eat good food. You have kefir, healthy yogurt, and so on. So it's still okay.
Anyway, sorry.
What we are saying here about being disconnected is to know the good balance and also to know yourself. And indeed, some people are more vulnerable to bad news or to bad things that that's happening. But obviously, our brain by nature highlights the negative parts. So always we highlight, we see what's negative. Why? Because it's to protect ourselves. It's a human sense. Everything bad, like every bad news, is like maybe a potential danger to us. But obviously, the news, we also want to have, everybody take it at their own advantage. And so that's why the news will always speak about bad things, because we will look at the news if it's danger, bad. But if everything's going well, we won't even click on that article because it's fine. If we see danger, the end of the world is for tomorrow, we will maybe look at that article. Although, if the end of the world is tomorrow and everybody will die tomorrow, I will not spend 5 minutes on that article. I prefer to spend 5 minutes at something else. But that's a different story. So being disconnected is just to spend your life the way you want to spend. I believe if you're on your phone all the time, nonstop, for the past 30 years, and then you know that you have a disease and you will die tomorrow, you probably, just before to die, you will think about everything you have done and you will probably not say, wow, my life was amazing. I have spent such an amount of time looking at the news. I was on social media all the time. I was answering to all my friends, so they were happy and they were not mad at me. Wow, I did nothing for myself. I was just keeping replying to all of the people, so they were happy and were not mad at me. No, you should be fine that some people will not be happy because you don't reply. It's your life, it's not their life. If they're not happy, that's their issue, it's not your issue. And if they don't like it, well, you are you. If they don't like how you are, you know, that's their problem. Then they should probably not be friends with you. And if it's your family, well, that's sad because it means they maybe don't understand what's good for you. But however, if you really do things for you and you really build things day to day, you have amazing experience during your life. You did amazing things. You are really proud of yourself. I believe if you have to die tomorrow, you will say, wow, at least I have spent my time and my life the way I wanted to be spent. And I have done amazing things and I'm so proud of myself. That's something else. Obviously, answering to your family, that's important too. But again, not every minute, because they also have things to be done. And the best to me is always to see the person face to face. In my case, I believe it's the same for you, Elle, but I'm very bad at, keeping in touch. When I see, even my family and my friends, some people are very good at always keeping in touch by messaging, emails and so on, or even before postal cards, although postal cards is a bit outdated nowadays. They are very good at that. In my case, I'm much more like face-to-face person. I much prefer to spend time with my family face-to-face, because at least it's like real time, rather than by message. The quality is never the same. Like usually when I spend a really good day or a really good evening with someone face to face, next to the person where I can see the person, I would remember in a really, I would remember in a really positive way that moment. However, if I spent an evening just chatting on Messenger or those kind of messaging app for the evening, I won't remember that that time, like a few years later. I won't say, oh yes, that Friday, it was amazing. I was chatting with that friend on a messaging app. It was fantastic. Or even email, maybe, maybe not. I believe it's because it's instant and the brain doesn't remember in the same way. If you write a postal card and you draw some nice, I don't know, some nice, you do a drawing and you write in a nice, with a nice, I don't know, with a nice cursive on your postal card, you might remember, oh yes, I enjoyed the time writing that postal card, and the person who received it really liked it, can keep it as a souvenir. But messaging, those kind of messages, you usually won't look at them later, and it's just instant, and after it's gone, and that time was just wasted, because after you won't remember the moment very well, and not in the same way as meeting the person face to face. So that's why I always prioritize quality time, which is being present with the person, having experience with, you know, the person you love, instead of just chatting. It's handy to chat by message, just to say, oh, can we meet at that time, just for the appointment, or if there's something very urgent. But for a long conversation, always face to face. I would prefer even to take a plane. I don't know if I have to see my friends or my mom, for instance. If she comes over where I live, or if I go to see her, I would much prefer. So I believe it's the same for you, Elle.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, there is much to edit, much to hide, less raw when it's, you know, when it's on a message, because, you know, you just see the three lines,
mm-hmm.
they're starting to write, then it moves up and down, those three dots, and then, you know, it's like, they're taking their time because they're deleting. They're trying to make it
you
sound like...
You control yourself also much more. It's not really... When we speak, at least we don't... We just speak. We don't think a lot before. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You see like the three dots. You think, oh, if I say that sentence, maybe the person will take in a different way. Although it's instant, but you are still... It's not... That's natural.
Yeah, it's not natural. And, well, although to some it's just their style. I have nothing against that. But, you know, it's just that it also makes the moments precious when you do it, when you don't see each other, when you don't connect to each other all the time. It makes the moment special because, you know, this doesn't happen all the time. And when you see face to face, it makes it even better because, you know, you have so much to say because you haven't spoken for like 3 months, and then you have so much to say to each other, and then, you know, it would really make the moment of seeing each other again really special when you know, when you don't talk all the time or message all the time. I'm not saying that I'm against those things, but, you know, sometimes when things don't happen that often, it makes it really special. So, you know, I would like everybody to take that as to think of that thought, and, you know, lament, and, you know, because it's just so. What about you, Mr. Pierre? What do you? I was just out of words. Sorry.
Well, yes. I completely agree, and everybody is different, but I believe everybody needs to be disconnected at some point, because the fact that you receive like messages not when you wish, because your phone just says, hey, you have a new message, and so you feel like forced to look at it, it's really different than when you meet someone face to face, because at least you decide when to meet, you can organize and plan your day before, you know, okay, I will see that friend from 8 to 10 having a meal, on that day we'll spend a day together or so on. At least you know, you prepare yourself. But if all the time you are just chatting, and also sometimes with customers, the problem, what I was saying about my Udemy course, the time zone is different. The people on that platform are from all over the world, and they don't really care about where you are based. And that's normal, because it doesn't say on your profile. And me too, normally I never message someone on Udemy, but I believe if I had to do it, I wouldn't think, maybe that person sleeps. It's a bit different. And usually most of the instructors on Udemy do that as a part-time job. It's really rare it's a bit hard to make a living, especially if you live in an expensive country. It's quite hard to make a living with a Udemy course, knowing that it's just like $10 to $15, $20 a course, and you pay some fees to the platform, plus some fees for the payment, plus tax. So it's like $5 the course for you when one person purchase. But you always have the feeling, but reputation, and the reputation there on that platform is the rating. And it's the same, I don't know, everywhere. If you publish a book, also your reputation. If you want to publish another book, you want the reviews to be good. And so you spend a lot of time writing the book. After, maybe some publishers will ask you, would you like to have those kind of, I don't know the name, where you go to a bookshop and you have the author doing a sign.
A meetup.
Yeah, where you meet the author. Yes. And a lot of customers will buy the book and will ask you to sign in the back of the book with, a few words. And if you say no to those bookshops or potential editors that might work with you, it's maybe you could potentially say no to further opportunities in the future. So you have to know what I say yes, what I say no, what's really important for me, what matters, and you have to be fine to say no when you think it won't bring you any happiness or any potential good things for your career, if it's about your career, about your job. And maybe say no to, for me, if I don't care about my Udemy course, I should be fine to have 1-star review and to spend instead that time, that amount of time, doing something else I enjoy more, rather than just answering to students. And yeah, every day you have to take decisions. Do I check my email? Do I check my messages? Yes or no? And you should take those decisions quite quickly, because otherwise it will also take time in your, it will take space in your head. And for me also, I took the decision that I prefer to see people face to face. If I have to see my family, I can catch a plane. And that's it. Although now I don't want to, because I don't have to and I don't have the need to. And I took that decision I won't do it anytime soon. But every time you have to take those decisions, and that will make you feeling better, because once the decision is taken, it's a bit like when you flush the toilet, you flush your brain and you clean your brain, and again you can reset a bit, like all those kind of mental pollutions, like those kind of mental things that take space in your head, and you know, and it's like slowing down in every action you take. You take all the decisions. I am fine. I won't check my email more than 2 times a day. I won't message that person until Sunday. Sometimes I even I schedule some emails to be sent at a particular time. So I write it already, but I will schedule it to be sent 3 days later, so I know it's already answered. However, I don't answer directly, because then I know that person will reply directly, and I will have again to reply. If I schedule that answer to be sent on Sunday, at least I know that I won't have a second reply until Sunday. If I reply now, I might have another reply tonight. So at least I will have more time in between the replies, and more time for myself, and that's also better. And I kind of educate those people. Oh yeah, with me, you don't have a reply directly. With me, you have to wait 3 days, 4 days before to have an answer, but I will always answer to you. And just by scheduling those emails, or even on Slack or some kind of other messaging apps, you can nowadays very easily scheduling some messages to be sent. So you already answered, you can remove that from your head, you can focus on something else, but also it's, you know, when it to be sent, and the person will have a reply later. So during that time before the message is sent, you can just do something else for you. So yeah, that's it for me, and I completely agree with you, Elle, about how you organize your lifestyle. Like, you know, I know you are not very good either at keeping in touch with your friends, especially when you live. I believe when you live overseas, also you have to take that decision. Like, I know it will be harder to keep in touch with your friends back home, because when you are at home, you can just see them. And like I said, I much prefer to see them face to face. But when you are here, well, you start a new life, and it's at the end of the day, it's your life. And so the life back home is like a bit the past. And now you are here, you are not there anymore.
That's right. And yeah, I think being disconnected for some time in your day or in your week, it gives you the time to be alone by yourself and to actually know what's going on with you, not what's going on with your family. Because sometimes we forget that, you know, hey, what about me? Because we're so focused on knowing what's the outside of us that we forget to realize that we don't know ourselves. So I think it's good to find time to be disconnected, you know, to flush ourselves from the outside world, and to just to be calm, and to be with ourselves, to be alone, to think, to just be happy that we are by ourselves, happy to be alone, happy to not talk to anybody. Because I think sometimes we have to have those moments in our life to know ourselves better. And I think we should do it. Everybody should do it.
I completely agree. I know some people who don't like to just be by themselves sometimes. You were speaking about the Think Week earlier.
Yes.
And Bill Gates were doing, at least before when he was CEO of Microsoft, he used to do that twice a year, and just time for himself. He wasn't with his wife or kids, and it was like actually a working session, I would say, because he was also writing some papers for Microsoft, and he was reading a lot, so a lot of information that could be used to create new products at Microsoft, and to to succeed better for the next financial year at Microsoft, to have new ideas. And he was using that, but for him it was also very important to be in a different environment, so to be really disconnected and to just think for a week, to have time for yourself, to be bored as well, because when you are bored you tend to create things that will keep yourself busy. But if you don't have a phone or a computer, you will just be creative. You will maybe build a game for you, or I don't know, something nice like a board game, or just reading, or just looking around you, what's around you, and being aware of the place where you live, of the city where you live, being aware of the nature, and being comfortable to be with yourself. It's so important, because the people who are always with others, sometimes they tend to escape themselves. It's maybe because they have a deeper problem to fix, and so that's why they always want to be with others, to just forget some problems they have, and they just want to forget them. And if they are alone, they tend to think about those problems. So sometimes you have to fix sometimes personal issues. And the fact of being always with others is maybe not because you want to be with others, but because you are not comfortable with you. It's not positive or negative. It's just everybody has those kind of issues sometimes in your life. And you just have to be comfortable to face those problems and to fix them.
Yeah, it's just something to think about, really. Mm-hmm. That's it for me, actually, Mr. Pierre.
Well, that's it for me, too. So happy disconnecting life. I mean, obviously, when you say disconnect, I mean, being disconnected is not all the time, but just being comfortable to be disconnected when you want.
That's right. See you next time.
See you next time. Bye-bye.